Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Back to school shopping. We've done some. I know at Cottleville, you've done that as well.
Yes, we actually we went yesterday and did some shopping. And it's like you don't really know what to get, how much to get, because we don't really know what the status of going to school is going to be like. So we got some things. And I did ask the girls, do you need like school supplies aside from clothing? You know, do you need supplies? So we got a couple packs of paper and some pencils, because I said, whether you're at home or you're in school, you're going to need paper and pencils.
And paper doesn't rot.
No,
so
it doesn't.
You're good with that. If you live in Springfield, Illinois, there has been a ban on something for back to school. Even though they are going to be doing virtual learning for the beginning of the school year, the school handbook says if you're enrolled, even if it's in remote school, you are not allowed to wear pajamas to class.
So what are they going to do? I mean, how
it is a dress code violation, they say. You must be dressed for school even if you're doing home school learning.
I just don't understand how they're going to be able to keep a handle on that.
You send them home?
I mean, like, you send them to the principal's office? I mean, what is
that?
To
your mom's room?
Like, yeah, I mean, mom, dad, I got in trouble. I'm wearing pajamas. I don't know how. And personally, I think, what difference does it make?
Right.
You know, but they have rules, and so I guess you have to abide.
There had to have been something happen for them to crack down like this.
And I guess, you know, if you are in a classroom setting, like if you're all like doing it by video and you can see, I mean, you know, at least put some effort into brushing your hair,
teeth,
and put some decent clothes on. So maybe that's what it's about. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just interesting though, because I joked with the kids yesterday and said, do you want some extra pajamas just in case? But I guess if we were in Illinois, that wouldn't be a good joke.
Will not work there at all. But speaking of supplies, there's a joke. I've probably already ruined it, but are you ready?
Sure.
What does a custodian say when they jump out of a closet and scare you? Supplies! Custodian jumps out and screams, supplies!
Thank you, Brian Walker. Thank you.
You're so welcome.